Trick of the week comes from AI Tupac.
What do you say?
AKA Drake.
Drake? What do you say?
And he says, you seem a little nervous about all the publicity, but my future conversation I sent you was, I have to be more open to putting myself out there. I'm very uncomfortable, like,
man,
having unnecessary conversations.
Oh, yeah.
Or like conversations where like,
what, small talk?
Small talk.
Yeah.
Small talk. I'm not really great with small talk.
What's happening, people? Welcome back to Be More to Do More podcast, where we help you become the person you need to become to do the things you're called to do. Your boy, Tone in the building. And
the culture is it. A.K.A. Henry A. Harden.
The what?
The third.
Don't forget the...
Three.
Man, yeah, what's going on with you, bro?
You know, I just want to talk. Let's just go, got man. Back from Orlando, so... Okay. I sent you a future conversation, man. And, this episode, we're just going to talk about that. We're going to explore that.
Well, let's talk about
it. I'm going to be very vulnerable on this episode. Hey. So, last weekend, this past weekend, Drake dropped an AI track. And I got we're going to start with the lyric of the week.
Lyric? Wait, hold on.
Bars.
Nah, that's not good.
Go ahead. And the lyric of the week comes from AI Tupac.
What do you say?
AKA Drake.
Drake? What do you say?
And he says, you seem a little nervous about all the publicity.
Uh-huh.
And he's basically referring to Kendrick, you know, wanting to smoke, now he, you know, hiding or whatever.
Right.
He's doing.
Right.
He's just taunting. He's taunting Kendrick, right?
Right.
But my future conversation I sent you was I have to be more open to putting myself out there.
Okay.
So I'm very uncomfortable, like,
man,
having unnecessary conversations.
Oh, yeah.
Or like conversations where like,
small talk?
Small talk.
Yeah.
Small talk. I'm not really great with small talk. And coming back from Orlando, where you have freaking 1,400 people who make six figures and above, all in one room, all in one hotel, just, you know, probably, you know, a good majority. I mean, you got billions of dollars in the room, right?
Right.
But I don't know, man. It just I realized that I have to embrace it more. On just getting out, like getting, and it is not just that, it's every area of my life.
Okay.
Like, if that makes sense. So like, think about it. Mm-hmm. Right? Or not think about it, but like our podcast.
Okay.
You know when people really started to know that I have a podcast?
When?
Like this year.
Okay. Oh,
like 2024.
Right. And we've been doing this for
over a year.
Yeah.
And it's not, and I don't think it's necessarily intentional. I ain't like I've been hiding it or whatever, but like I realized that I don't know what this is.
Private? You private?
I don't even know if I'm private.
Right.
I don't even think I'm private. It's just, or even like we got a journal.
Okay.
Right. And I feel like I know that, you know, like there's certain things I'm putting in place to kind of,
right,
you know, make it easier or whatever. But at the end of the day, like, dude, just freaking offer your journal to people.
Yeah.
Like, just get it out. Like, just
right.
Like,
right.
Forget all this extra stuff. Like, right. People are going to support you. Yep. But I think I struggle with like asking for the sale or people feel like I'm selling them.
Right.
I don't know. I believe that's the gist of, you know, how I feel because when I think about all those areas, whether it's in Orlando and I'm having to network with,
right,
people that will potentially hire me in the future, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's Be More to Do More in,
right,
you know, in expressing that, right? Even hiring people, right? Like putting,
true.
I guess, I don't know.
I feel you, man. And I feel the same way too, about getting out. Now, I don't have a problem getting out, but my getting out have to be strategic.
Yeah.
Like, I can't just go out talking to people without knowing why, you know. I'm not finna go to the corner, to the gas station selling our journals. You know, that's not going there. You know, because it's way more valuable than that in my eyes, you know.
Yeah.
But it just have to be strategic for me, man. Like, it have to make sense, mm-hmm. if that makes sense. So, yeah, I totally get what you're saying, bro. Like, I was thinking about this the other day. I think every club or lounge needs a section that says introverts.
Oh, that's clever. Why you say that? What would that look like?
It'll be like a big neon sign that says introverts that's flashing. And then, you know, you have to go behind this, like, black curtains like these, right? And you have to go behind the black curtains, light get real soft. Then they have, like, couches around.
Yeah.
And people just on their phones. And they playing that real soft music. It's, like, away from the club in a sense.
Yeah.
Playing, like, soft music, people on their phones, you know, doing them, recharging. Like, come on, man. They have outlets for chargers in these restaurants and lounges. Why they don't have outlets for us introverts?
Oh man, that's cute right there.
You know what I mean? Like we need. But anyway, and no extroverts allowed because they come in there trying to talk to people. We don't want all that. we in here recharging.
It's weird though, cause like I don't know if I'm like an introvert per se.
How do you get charged?
What do you mean how do I get charged?
Like, do you get charged around people or by yourself? That's the determining factor.
Oh. Huh.
Yeah. If you see, I have to go in a corner and charge. Like
I ain't gotta be by myself.
Well, you're not an introvert.
Like,
you probably just don't like small talk. You're a big thinker. I bet if we was around other big thinkers, you'd probably be okay. Not saying that everybody is not big thinkers, but having meaningful conversations. Like, I don't wanna be like, how was your day? How was your week? How was your drive here? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I totally get what you're saying. Like, meaningful. Let's get past that. Like, bro, how's your numbers? You know what? What are you doing? Like, stuff like that. Yeah.
You're probably right.
I never saw you as an introvert, though.
Yeah. Well, it depends on the setting.
Oh, okay.
Depends on the setting.
Yeah.
So if I'm around a whole bunch of like extroverts,
yeah,
and like or people that like, that's just like, I'll be quiet,
yeah.
Like and this is something that like kind of plays, or like it's almost like a detriment to me a little bit,
mm-hmm.
where, like in a meeting,
right,
I talk like because I always got something valuable to add, but there's a whole bunch of participation,
right,
and everybody's. I just talk less.
Mm, yeah.
You know?
I'm the same way. I get you.
So, but that's, you know, it doesn't necessarily help me.
Right.
Because people are, they're making a name for themselves, quote unquote, right?
Mm-hmm.
And by me talking less, you know, it's almost like, and I look at it like this, right? I'm not finna fight over the microphone.
Nah, I feel you.
You know? Like I'm not finna fight you over, you know, you get say it like no, nah, like I'm gonna let you have it. And if I got something to add after that, then I will. But I don't know, that's just kinda how I'm wired, right? But that doesn't always translate well to, you know, different leadership because they expect you to shine in every room. And that's just not the reality.
I don't get that, man. Is that the reasoning for like you saying you need to get out more? Is that the reason for you not getting out more? Or what makes you feel like you're not, though?
That's well, the I just feel like I need to, like... I just feel like I need to, like... You know what? Dang, it's actually a J. Cole lyric. Maybe this should have been the lyric of the week, but... actually, this is the line. This is the line that kind of started... Well, I ain't gonna say started the beef, but, like... I feel like this is, like, the first line to, like... What we kind of seeing... Yeah. Or we kind of see it played out.
Right.
He said, some people saying I'm running third. They threw the bronze at me.
Right.
Behind Drake and Dot, but them boys are superstars to me.
Right.
He was like, maybe I'm afraid, maybe like basically internally, I'm afraid of my luminosity.
Right.
So basically, like, it's almost like, we had an episode on self-sabotage, right?
Did we?
Dang, did we not do that?
I don't know.
Maybe we didn't. If you don't remember it, then we probably didn't.
No.
But sometimes we self-sabotage.
I think that's true.
And like, because like we, I'm gonna say we, and I don't know if it's even like intentionally self-sabotage. Mm. Like, you know you should be doing something to be successful, but you're not doing it for whatever reason.
Right.
That's unbeknownst to you, but maybe it's just because like, dang, what if I do, like, I'm chasing this rabbit. What if I get the rabbit? What do I do then?
What's next? Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I don't know. I feel like that may be part of, I don't know. Maybe I need to go to therapy, but like.
So why you feel like you're not getting out more?
I think it's more so the you know what it is? Mm. The feeling of being judged.
Oh.
That's the reason why I don't go all out, is because I feel like if I show my true authentic self 100% of the time,
right,
there's judgment that comes with that. And it's not necessarily a bad thing, but it's like I feel like I'm a little eccentric. Hey, I got a word again. Hey, I feel like I'm a little, and you know, eccentric basically means unconventional,
right.
So, and like you said, I don't really like small talk. I do want to talk about business, you know, or talk about getting better or, you know, whatever, right? I think that makes me a little eccentric, right? And it's like, are you like that all the time? No, I'm not like that all the time. But here's the thing. This is where I found that I'm really, really kind of good at as well. I'm kind of good in like a party scene.
Oh, okay.
Like a corporate party scene.
Oh, corporate. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Corporate party scene.
Okay.
Where I ain't got like, because like most times people in corporate are, they don't want to, they, it's the same thing. They deal with the same thing, right?
Right.
They don't want to be judged, you know, and so they're not going to, you know, whatever. But I'll hype somebody up in a minute.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And, but a song come on, like I'm rapping to it or I'm singing to it, or like,
right,
it kind of gets me a little bit looser.
Right.
Not saying I'm gonna go out there and dance, but it, you know what I'm saying? But it helps. I realize that, like, so if there's another person that's, you know, outgoing as well.
Right.
I run into them. Conversation's easy at that point.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, I think, man, so I feel you. Now, I ain't gonna lie, I'm just now coming into my own with that. Because I know, I think my whole journey with that was to learn myself and see what I, like you say, I'm good at corporate parties. I had to find out, like, what environment I'm good in. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And to be real, it's not lounges. Right. My wife loves lounges. She like to, you know, so when her friends go out, like, let her be her. But I'm not gonna go to a lounge with her, you know, unless it's like her birthday or something.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm more chilled, you know, like talking and it meaningful come after church, stuff like that. Like after podcasting or whatever, man, like just like those conversations. And me learning myself, I'm learning what environment I'm okay in.
Yeah.
And then I noticed this too, that you think like that, like the fear of being judged, I'm pretty sure 90% of other people thinking like that.
Oh yeah.
I feel like everybody, first of all, anybody paying attention to you. That's how I feel.
Oh yeah.
I feel like,
well, you have to think, if you're intentionally putting yourself out there for people to,
I'm saying,
for you to network, like, they're paying attention to you.
Well, no, I'm saying, like, in the sense of,
I know what you mean, though.
Being aware that people, they may be looking at me.
Right.
It ain't that deep, because most of the time, a lot of other people in their heads unless they're extroverts, I don't know how they operate. I think they just mm-hmm. like to talk to people. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But I think like a lot of other people just in their head too. You feel me? So me, just like you, and I think it might work for you. You know how you are, like you say, I'm like head on, mm-hmm. like direct. I just face the obstacle head on. Mm-hmm. Me too. I don't like strangers, so I introduce myself first. Mm. Hey, what's your name? You know? Yeah. Oh, okay. So I get that out of the way so we can open that up. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't like that awkward, like that. I feel you on that, because I don't like that little in-between awkward, you know?
I don't know you.
Yeah.
You know,
or even like, and I so like, I like to get, let's get it clear. Right. Like, what's the, all right, if we got a discussion.
Right.
Who doing the talking? You know what I'm saying? Like, right. So that way when they calling us, it ain't like awkward.
Right.
And I tried it this past week, and I just kind of let it be, because like, and it was just kind of like, it was just that little awkward phase of like, dang, do I say something? Do they say something?
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And I realized like, okay, I got to continue to do that. Continue to be clear with people.
Right.
And I give you an example, like I got on a plane with a lady and she was like, oh, this is my seat. Okay, cool. You know, you come beside me, because I had to get up to kind of, for her to get in the middle.
Right.
So I told her, and she was like, oh, she said, she had something, right? I was like, oh, no, you good. Like, we family. Like, go ahead and do what you need to do, whatever. Like, and I try to, like, make her feel comfortable.
Right.
You know, with whatever she was insecure about.
Right, yeah.
You know, like, it's just the reality of it. Like,
yeah,
people are insecure. People are, you know, worried about getting judged. And
right. In their own heads. So that's my thing. I want, because I don't like the feeling, so I don't want you to feel that way.
Right.
You know what I mean? So
right.
I'm gonna try to get you you know, hey, you know, make you comfortable and all that. And usually offer the first handshake, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just, hey, how you doing? My name is such and such. I just became that way like a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, first it would linger. Like, have you ever been somewhere with a friend and they meet a friend at the mall or something, and they talking, but you just right there standing, and they ain't introducing you? It's like that awkward moment. You're like, okay, you know, do I not say something? Hey, what's
right,
up,
look, right.
I just go ahead and do it, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
See, sometimes, like, I feel you on that, because sometimes, but in those situations, I wait for them to acknowledge me.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Because, like, again, the fear of being judged, or, like, the fear of rejection, too.
Right.
The fear of rejection. So, I think it's the fear of being judged, the fear of rejection as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, I don't want to say something. Because I've seen a couple people this week that I've seen before.
Right.
But I only met them one time. And I got decently good memory in terms of, like, faces are like,
right,
and I know everybody doesn't, everybody's not that way,
right?
So if I go to be like, oh, hey, how you doing, you know, you been all right, and they give me that strange look, like they don't know who I am,
right?
And it's like, I ain't
what,
I'd rather
I love that.
I don't do that.
I love that, because I like to flex. Nah, in a good way, because like I remember faces,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes names, but only reason I remember faces because I remember their stories.
Mm-hmm.
So, oh, hey, how's your daughter? Yeah, you remember we talked last year? Oh, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I like to do that.
Dang, so maybe I should do that.
Yeah, I just like, and it opened up doors for conversation, and it makes them feel, and I learned this in customer service, how to win friends and influence. Did I learn that from there, how to win friends? But just making them feel important.
Mm-hmm.
not making them like flexing like they're not,
right?
But hey, how's your daughter? You know, I remember we talked about, you know,
like, remember the personal details.
Yeah,
it's gonna be like,
yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah everything, oh good, did they, or did your son ever graduate, or you know, whatever, you know.
Yeah,
I like that, man. But he said some J. Cole said something else in that that I just caught, what, something I've been struggling with. Yeah, he said, I'm afraid of my own illuminosity.
Right.
I'm like, that's heavy.
Yeah.
Because the Lord has been really pressing on me about that.
Mm.
Just, nah, bro, be who you are. Bro, you remember I told you that I used to hide from my calling and I didn't want to put it out there, you know, hey, Prophet Anthony Robinson, or minister, whatever you want to call me. But I'm pretty much a voice. I know my calling. And I used to hide from it because, one, people look at you a certain way or differently.
Mm-hmm.
Or they look at you like weird or strange, or they look at you like, I remember back in high school, I used to be deep, bro, like you know, but I couldn't really have regular conversations with the other kids because they went on that.
Right.
It wasn't cool back then.
Right.
So I had to cover it up and just be surface. You know, I couldn't really be
street.
Yeah, yeah. I just had to be, you know, handing, you know, shout, blah, blah, blah. But I couldn't be who I really was, man, until now. Like, the Lord is like, man, I called you for a reason. Be who you are. Let your light shine. And that's in every aspect, man. I don't care who get jealous. I don't care who get who's afraid or whatever, man. I'm just gonna let it shine because the light is not of me. It's in me, but not of me. Mm-hmm. So I need to let that shine, man. But
you feel like you've been intentionally like shutting down the light, like,
yeah,
self-sabotaging in a
mm-hmm.
sense.
I have. Again, too, the attention. You said that too, like. The attention draws, you know, people. And I realized the light, it don't only attract good, but it attracts bad,
mm-hmm.
you know. And me not, now understanding that now is okay with that. I remember when we first started Be More to Do More, I mentioned this in the other pod, when I hit like 59, 60K views, 200, 2,000 something likes, yeah, on one reel.
Yeah.
Bro, like, I had a nervous breakdown, kind of.
Why?
Like, almost 2 years ago. Because, man, some people like, yo, that was deep. That was profound. That was a word. Some people like, ah, it's out of context. Ah, he wrong. Ah, he this and that another. Ah, he false.
Yeah.
It was like,
Yap City.
Yeah. Yeah. Bro. And it's crazy because it was more good than bad.
Yeah.
But you look at the bad because it hits.
Yeah.
Some insecurities.
Oh, yeah.
And you like, dang, bro. Like, Lord, am I out here like just flexing? Like, I'm false or whatever, mm-hmm. you know? But at the end of the day, I'm learning. And the Lord told me they executed Jesus. So come on now. Who am I?
That's real.
Yeah.
My barber told me, because I did it. So, okay. Because you. Well, he wasn't cutting my hair at this time.
Uh-huh.
It was another dude, but I met him. You know, we had a, you know, little conversation, whatever.
Right.
But again, I don't assume that somebody like remembers who I am.
Right.
It's probably should have told me before you said this. I should have realized it's not a good idea. But so we go to Quattro's open house.
Right.
And I see him.
Uh huh.
But I don't say nothing to him.
Oh, okay.
And cause like I don't know.
Right.
And I think, you know what I think it is though? I think, well, I'm gonna finish the story first.
No, go ahead.
I get sidetracked, my bad. So I don't say nothing. And then the next time I go get my hair cut, he there. He was like, hey man. He was like, the next time I see you in public somewhere and you don't speak to me.
He called you out. I like that.
He called me out on it.
I like that because some people have an attitude, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I had another situation. It's crazy. I think about it. It's like, dang, I really need to change this. But I had another situation. Well, I guess most of the time it works out, but it's some specific situations. Dude I went to high school with. Ended up doing really well for himself. And I saw him.
Right.
And I really didn't say nothing. You know, I say like how people say like money don't change you, it changes the people around you.
Right.
100% is true.
Oh wow.
Because like it changes the way that they perceive themselves.
Yeah, and perceive you.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the fact that I was thinking like, I don't wanna, you know what I'm saying? I don't wanna be that guy. Cause don't get me wrong, when you really think about it, it's kind of stupid because it's like, of course he know who you are. Like,
right.
But I also you know, I know who I am. I don't want it to seem like I'm asking for something or I want something, right?
Right, right.
That's the other part of it too, you know? Yeah. So I don't really like embrace him like that.
Oh, so he was the one with the money.
In this yeah,
money?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay.
And I don't really embrace him like that. And he like, dang, like, you know, like, mm-hmm. like, nah, man, like that, cause like, and it crushed me though, cause I was like, man, like, think I did treat. I did. I treat them different.
Right.
I treat them different because, you know, whatever, right? And but anyway, man. So it's just, but I was gonna say something. I'm gonna say something earlier.
You said, you was thinking
it's a story.
Yeah. Damn. You had a revelation from the story.
Yeah.
You said maybe I do need to change this because.
Oh, that's right. That's what it was.
Yeah.
So, but I think I realized, just like kind of going through, I think I realized what it is now, is because I think I developed this more so when I was like coming up, like middle school, high school.
Right.
And a lot of times it was like girls you would talk to. And then, you know, like then they see you in public, you'd be like, what's up? I don't know who you is. You know right. what I'm saying? That type of thing, right? Like, right. It's like, all right, let me, you know.
Fall back.
You know what I'm saying? Like.
Right.
And that probably didn't even happen a lot of times, but it just, that feeling though, right? Like you said, that like you see that bad comment.
Right.
You know, it kind of weighs a little bit more.
Yeah, it weighs, yeah, it does.
You know.
It does. I know, well, me, I don't like the awkwardness, period. I'm going to speak to you. I don't care if you remember me or not.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time, some may not remember me because we look different. As you know,
oh, yeah.
Older, we uh-huh. look different. But they're going to act like they're going to remember me, so I don't care. I'm like, yo, long time, what's up?
Right.
Normally, that don't happen. If they see me, they might come up. Hey, what's up, Aunt? They might see yeah. me, you know. But normally, that don't happen.
That's what your nickname was?
Aunt. Up? Aunt. Yeah, it's right here. Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. What up, Aunt? Yeah. So, yeah, man, it's crazy. I think that's why, I don't know, man. Maybe, ladies, y'all comment, please. I don't want to speak for y'all, but I be seeing this too amongst, like, because I got a wife, right? And we'll go out, and then it'll be like another woman that she know may not say nothing to her, but she ain't going to say nothing to her either. And they don't say nothing to each other. And then they got attitudes. Oh, she act like she don't want to talk. Or, you know what I mean? And now they enemies.
Just and like that, boy. Like that, for
I
real.
I be seeing that. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Yo, all you have to do is say hello.
Right.
One of y'all, somebody.
Right.
You know? And, oh, she act like she don't want to talk. Like, or something like that. Just
yeah.
be crazy, man. But, ladies, y'all do that? Y'all go through that, man? I just want
to
know.
I just realized I got a toxic trait, man. Dang.
What's that? That trait?
Yeah, like, just not speaking to people that are, like, dang.
Well, I don't think it's toxic. Well, it's toxic if they receive it in that manner. Like, oh, dang.
Yeah.
Dang. Okay, I see how he is.
Yeah.
But you, like, explaining it, like, oh, okay, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but go ahead, bro. My bad.
Yeah. Well, you know, and it's interesting, though. Like, I ain't gonna say I only do it to people that, I do it to people that, like, if it's like somebody that, oh, I ain't gonna say that. I can't even say that. So that ain't, cause that ain't true. But I realize I gotta change. And I think too, like most people are, again, similar. They have a similar thought process, right?
Right.
So if you speak to them first, you almost relieving pressure for them.
Right. Yeah.
To, you know, so and then you can spend it on like why you know them and how you know them. And
yeah.
I guess I don't know too, cause I would. Like if I go back home,
uh-huh.
and I go to like Walmart or something, if I see somebody I know potentially,
right,
I'll be like, I won't.
You go the other direction?
I just go the other. Like, I just like I, like it's weird, bro. Like I gotta fix that by myself.
Nah, real Dang. Talk. I used to do that though.
Dang,
I used to do that.
Oh, I don't go to the other. I just like I don't go. I'm not gonna go out of my way to like not go talk to them.
But
I'm also not gonna be intentional about like looking their way.
Yeah.
And I got to get better about that.
I don't know, man. Okay, now that part I get. If I see somebody in there that I know, they don't know me, I'm not finna go walk up to them. Like, hey, what's up?
But how you know they don't know you, though?
Huh?
How you know they don't know you?
What you mean? No, I said if I see somebody that I know,
uh-huh.
but they didn't see me, and I saw them,
uh-huh.
I'm not going to go out my way to go over there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, yeah. If we run into each other, we just do.
Yeah, but it's mostly like it's mostly if I know you and I know you're not like we good, but it's mostly the people that's like that I don't really have a relationship with,
right?
Or never had a relationship with, right. You know. But I know who you are, or I know,
yeah,
more so I know who you are. You probably know who I am too,
right?
But I just I don't know, man. I don't know what this has to do with leadership, and well, I guess it does have to do with,
man, it's got a lot
networking
to do with
and stuff, but
being more, shoot,
yeah,
you know what I mean. I feel like it's helping me, man. Like, so what would you do in that situation? You go in the store, you see somebody, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or just going out, period. Like, putting yourself out there. Like, it's a lot of these questions, man, I think a lot of people ask. Because you got to think about it. To tie it back into business, there's a lot of people who out there who want to network. They just don't know where to start.
Mm-hmm.
Who want to go out there and sell their products. They don't know where to start.
Mm-hmm.
They want to go sell their service. They don't know where to start. You know, so how do we do this thing? Let's get into the do more part.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about the be more, you know,
yeah.
Let's talk about the do more part. So the do more for me, I strategically join groups. That's how I do.
Okay.
And I notice I'm real good at leveraging relationships. So like, if you notice, like a lot of people in my network probably went to Fort Valley.
Right.
Because my wife went to Fort Valley.
Right.
Think about it. I went to Avondale. I didn't go to college.
Your school don't even exist no more.
Don't even exist no more. Right. So
I
had to get a high
live.
I couldn't resist. I had to get a high live, man. So most some of my network went to Fort Valley. You feel me? Or either they're island or Jamaica, Guyanese.
Yeah.
Think about it, man. I leverage relationships. So
you know what? I have none of those, like, not none. But I don't have a lot of Guyanese relationships.
Really? Most of my network. Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I don't like, well, probably because Camille is like that too. She ain't gonna go out her way to.
Well, y'all stay out there, man. Y'all ain't close.
That's true.
But if y'all were, you would.
You think so?
Yeah, of course. Of course. A lot of people they know who you are, bro. Like they see you on a pod or whatever. They know who you are. Like, so, man, I leverage relationships, man.
We got to leverage relationships better.
Yeah.
Dang.
But we do.
Yeah. We got to ask for the business.
Yeah. And that's another thing, too, man. Like, I strategically do that. And not just to sell. Because relationship, you got to add value and give value, you know?
And that's how I look at it, too.
Yeah.
I feel like, What do I look like asking you for something
that you haven't added value? Yeah,
you know,
right.
So,
right.
And I'm vulnerable. I'm gonna be vulnerable on this.
He said, "Hey, warning."
It is what it is.
Uh-huh.
It's just me and you talking. You
know, okay.
Anybody looking?
Yeah. Go ahead.
I'm
gonna just press record just in case, though.
Go ahead. But like, because again, like I think I mentioned it earlier, but I'm gonna kind of go a little deeper on it. But like, I needed to hire somebody. And in our talent acquisition team, it was like, hey, you know, post on your LinkedIn, whatever, right? So I created this post. Took like 30 minutes to create this post. And I was like, all of our, you know, family put a comment in,
right?
Like basically, like people that I work with put a comment. I tagged like 10 folks, put a comment in. Nobody put a comment in. I'm like, I just wasted my time doing that.
Uh-huh.
And it made me feel like dang, like I don't know. I should just let that part out, right? Because then it's like, I don't know. I might go delete post after this.
Nah, don't do it. I'm gonna go comment. I ain't been on LinkedIn.
No, it's more so like, because I told like all of my people that work with my company, talk about what the things that you've done successfully or whatever, or what's been great about your career or whatever, right?
Right.
But I also posted on Facebook too. I was like,
I didn't see it on Facebook.
I posted, I was like, hey Facebook fam, I'm hiring, you know, I help, like, and I, it's just like, and I just,
I didn't see it. Did you delete it?
Nah, I'm pretty sure it's still there. I'll make sure. Maybe I ain't posted.
I know
I didn't get no like engagement in it.
I'm gonna have to go reset the algorithm. And that's another thing. See, social media.
Oh, I got 2 shares on it. I didn't realize it.
Oh, look at you. Sitting here confessing.
I don't know who shared it, though. But
yeah.
I did get 2 shares on it.
I'm going to share it myself, man.
No, you ain't got to, because it ain't nobody in Albany or Tithy. See?
Well, maybe. We'll see. Socially engineering. Man, but that's another thing, too. Think about what you're saying, right? And how many other folks think the same way? let me ask you a question. Would you be the first to comment under a post like that?
Nope.
Exactly.
I ain't coming on nothing. I'll be lurking.
I'm the type of person that will comment first so that it can make other people comment. And I probably don't even care.
Comment on your own stuff.
No. I'm just saying.
On somebody else's stuff?
Because people don't want to be the first. Think about it. Think about this. People want to do more, right? Hardly nobody share the content, whatever. But soon as we get millions of views,
right, it's gone.
Everybody gonna be sharing it. You know, I know them. I went to school with them.
Uh-huh.
Stuff like that, man, because people don't want to be the first. That's just what it is. So, I understand that. So, matter of fact, let me go like right now.
Nah, I don't like my stuff, man.
Why not, bro?
Don't like my stuff?
Nah, bro, we gotta set some trends. Anyway, I think that's what I got, bro. I think I'm out. What you got, bro?
That's all I got, man. That's all.
Hey, man, you still potting, man?
You got me sidetracked now, man. You got me sidetracked into you know this whole thing now. So,
all right. So what's some actionable items, man? All right.
Actionable items. If you see somebody in the store. Just say something to them, I guess.
Say what's up. It's good to get into practice, though. Like, if you don't network, it's good to get in practice. Say hello, mm-hmm. You know, and it helps you. What I learned is that it breaks the barriers. It opens up. They're easily to open up to you, mm-hmm. Once you say hello first and put on a smile, man. You just, and most of, especially black men, like us black men, we have walls up. Mm-hmm. So when I approach a black man, hey, what's up, bro? What's up, brother? How you doing? You know, like, to get those walls down.
So do you like shake their hand? Like, do you go in for like the, hey, what's up, man? How you been, man? Yeah,
and a little brotherhood.
Yeah, you go a little, okay.
Yeah, all right. You know, so like, just to get those walls down.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what I mean? Because we are wired. We're wired to have those walls up, bro, like as black men.
Yeah, for sure.
And I noticed that at a younger age. And I'm like, all right, I wanna let's try to, cause we sizing each other up all day, like, yeah, yo, like, nigga, I swing on,
yeah,
I swing on, like,
hey, bro, I'm thinking through, like, now I gotta stand on business, you know what I'm saying? Like, when I see somebody the next time, I gotta say something,
like, hey, yo,
I feel like I almost gotta go out my way, cause you see, like, you'll see somebody that's kind of like, they going this way.
Uh-huh.
But you kind of going that way.
Yeah.
You can run into them if you want to.
Right.
But you ain't got to.
I just don't make it look weird, though.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm a little eccentric. You know, I'm a little eccentric.
Like, yo, so. Where you going? What's, bro?
Yeah.
Nah, real talk, man. Like, always be the first. I think that's what a true leader does, though. You feel me? Just be the first, man. And
What about female, though? Like, because I mean, you're not, obviously you're not gonna go and get like a hug with a female.
Nah, I do.
You do?
I'm a hugger, bro.
That don't make you feel awkward?
No, I'm just a hugger.
I would feel awkward. Like, just like, oh, hey, how you doing? Give him a hug.
If, like, I feel like you'll feel awkward, I won't do it.
I feel like that for everybody. I feel like.
Nah, I don't feel. I don't like. I hug. It was only two times somebody dodged me.
You came for the hug and they just.
But I told y'all on one episode where I was in Amway and See, I told y'all I was a hugger and I tried to hug her, like, I appreciate y'all. And she was like, whoa.
You with a little stiff on, boy.
Yeah, but she was like, no, that's okay. Like, and I'm like,
what was that? What was that song? They had a stiff arm, or like. Do the Heisman.
Yeah, that's
shot
what
it fine, bro. State. Yeah.
Do the Heisman.
She hit you with the Heisman. Yeah.
It was another time at church it happened.
Uh-huh.
And she hit me with a hard stop, like, in her, my chest, like, boom. And I was like, whoa. Like,
yeah.
She don't believe in, like, hugging either. So, but I mean, it's not like I want to give you both arms. I just want to tap you on the back. I'm a hugger, man. This is what I do.
So you come up with the little one side, like a
Nah, not, I don't come in for the, hey, give me, I just, hey, how you doing? You know, like, hey, it's just love, man. You know, I'm not trying to feel on you if you're a woman. I'm not trying to do any of that. Like, I'm just showing you
so
love.
You get bro hugs and real hugs and side hugs.
That's what I do, man. I don't know. I just always been.
Yeah, but you're better at this, you know, in this department than I am, so.
It just, I'm from the South, bro. Well, you from the South too, man. Real Southern, man. My grandma, I'm going to tell you, the best networker in my family is my grandma. Bro, we would go to the Grady Hospital when she could have a doctor's appointment. Mm-hmm. It'd be 6 o'clock in the morning. Nobody want to talk to nobody at 6 in the morning. I don't want to talk to nobody. But my grandma make friends.
With Barbara?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And she making friends at 6 in the morning. Yeah, this my grandson. And she introduced me. He got a son and a wife and everything. Like, and by the time you know it, she got a friend, bro. So
yeah.
Anyway, man, be a leader, man. Talk first. Network. Join groups.
Yeah.
We joined the Jarvism group, you know, made connections there. Mm-hmm. We join groups, man. Join groups and, you know, make connections, make friends, stuff like that. So
I be feeling like sometimes it be just getting out. You know, it's probably the way I think about things too. Cause like, what you trying to sell me? Oh, like I'm just like,
what's your purpose?
I do think that way.
Yeah,
I do think that way. Like,
I think everybody does.
What you trying to get? What you?
And see,
your motive.
But that's my reason too. Sometimes where I don't want to like sell like the journal, and I'm like, yeah, I want to sell you. Nah, I don't want to do that because I know that some of us are thinking, what is your motive? Mm-hmm. You know, I want to make connections. How can we add value? If there's a fit for you to buy the journal here, cool. If there's not a fit, if it's not an immediate need, cool. We still can network in other areas. Mm-hmm. So that's just my thing. So yeah.
Dang, I feel like I need some questions to ask somebody though. Like if I'm like I said, if I'm at some kind of networking thing, and you know, oh, you know what? Mm-hmm. What might work really well? The form technique. You ever heard of form?
I heard of it.
So and maybe I just need to implement this more, but so the F.
You got a lot of tools for relationships.
I do
man.
Got a lot of tools.
Golly, go ahead.
I do got a lot of tools. So the F is for where you're from or family.
Okay.
So like if I first, well, we'll do a role play on it. The O is for occupation. What do you do for a living?
Uh-huh.
The R is for recreation. What do you do for fun? And then the M is message. How you kind of get to your message. So this is the part where it's like gets a little different because there's really no message. Like you just maybe it's even like the man, it was good seeing you, you know, just wanted to come over here and speak with you.
Yeah, you can just wrap it up.
A wrap up.
Yeah, that's the message, man. It was good seeing you, brother.
Yeah.
You know.
Follow me on IG.
Hey, let's connect. You know, let's connect. Like the whole message is
Okay. I like
All
right.
I like the farm thing.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's role play it.
I don't know if I'll do the family and all that one.
No, I'm gonna show you.
All right.
That's how I'm meeting you for the first time.
Okay.
Right? You wanna do real answers or you wanna make up something?
We can do real.
Okay, cool.
All right, but you gotta approach me first.
Yeah. So let's say I see you I ain't seen you in a minute.
Okay.
Whatever. But I know your face.
Mm-hmm.
But I really don't know you, and you probably don't know me.
Okay, okay.
So, and I just walked by him like, oh, what's up, bro?
Bro, what's going on?
What's up, man? Not hey, much. Man. Henry, I met you at the baby shower.
Henry. Oh,
yeah. How you been, right, man?
Bro, hey, man. Cool, man. How about you, bro?
Man, I'm good, man. I'm good. How's the family?
Man, you know, the family, they good. Yeah. They good. Chilling, man. They at the house, man.
So are you married? I see you got your ring on. You married?
Yeah, okay. Man. Yeah.
Any kids?
Yeah, got one kid.
One kid?
One kid, man.
Oh, man, how old?
Man, he about, 20 months, man.
Oh, you a new daddy, man. New daddy. Shoot. Yeah, how that going? How that treating you?
It's cool, bro.
You say he, so it's a little boy, huh?
Yeah.
You named Nathie?
Nah, man.
No?
Nah.
Awesome, man. Awesome. It's good seeing you, man. And this is where it gets a little weird, because it's like...
Well, let's connect. You don't...
No, because I ain't go through everything yet.
What's... Occupation? You won't be asking me my occupation.
What you doing? So what you doing now? Like I know last episode. What you doing now?
I like that. Yeah, man. I'm in media, man. I got a podcast, bro. We cooking things up.
Oh man. I mean, I've been wanting to get a pod, start a podcast for a minute. What it's called?
Man, it's called Be Want to Do More, man.
Oh man, yeah. I'm gonna check it out. I'm gonna have to check it out, man.
Yeah, man. Here's the link, bro.
Yeah, man.
Also, bro, we got this merch, bro.
Yeah.
And also, bro, we got this That's what happened when we went into ATL. They gonna sell you everything, bro. Go ahead.
Yeah, man. You know, I'm always trying to, you know, get into something, man. What you do for fun around here? Like, what's like? It's crazy. I don't even be doing nothing, bro.
I just be at the house.
You working, huh?
I be working and chilling, bro. Yeah. I got kids. I got a kid, bro.
Content creation ain't easy, man.
It ain't easy, bro. For real.
Yeah, man. Hey, it was good getting up with you, man. Let's connect, though. I know you say you got a, you know, podcast and everything. Let's connect, man.
Yeah, man.
What's your,
you trying to come on? Because we ain't invite no people on now.
But you know that's it's just you gotta practice it,
yeah.
So it's comfortable and it don't come off.
Nah, that was actually good. That was actually good. See, that's fire.
Dang, bro, you just helped me today.
That was fire, bro.
I came today and I was really like, I don't know how this is gonna go, but I know I wanted to be vulnerable.
Right.
And I feel like I got some out of this today, man.
Hey, man, we went a whole hour too, bro. Dang. I didn't even think. We went 50 minutes.
Ain't
I didn't think we were gonna go this long,
like,
man. But hey, well, I hope everybody else got something out of it, man.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah.
Cool. Y'all let us know in the comment, man. Like, is this gonna help you with your networking? We're getting your products out, your services out, man. Just let us know. If you got more tips, put it in the comment. Let us know what's up. Y'all talk to us, man, and I hope the comments or the ideas that you got, that you're writing them down. If you ain't got nothing to write on, go get that What Am I Doing Right journal. Wait, are you done?
I'm done.
Oh, get that right What Am I Doing Right journal right here.
Wasn't I'm done, huh?
Get the journal, man. Like, share, subscribe. Hit the bell, man. Let's get this content out of here. We're out.
Last time you told somebody, keep their head up because you concerned about them. Stick and move, we can get it done. Call it unity, it ain't no way around it. Cultivating, we get motivation from the big guy. We don't play about them. Going hard for the game, short.